break open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb.
I'm Sean James. I'm here on tour throughout Europe, and I'm going to play you guys a song written by a very good friend of mine. He was stationed in Afghanistan for 2 years and wrote this after going through everything there, waiting to come back to the States. This one's called Eating Like Kings.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, December 29th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. This is the last broadcast of the year already. We've come to the end of the year, and it's going to be a good one, so buckle up. I'm joined by my special guest this morning, Richie from Boston, and we're going to concentrate on David Crowley and, you know, Gray State subject matter, the untimely passing, obviously, of David Crowley and his wife and daughter, back somewhere around Christmas of 2014. And it's been the subject of much controversy. We're going to get into that today. So anyway, thanks for coming on again, Richie. It's great to have you. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris. How are you, brother?
Good. Good morning. Just a quick note for anybody who's been watching. Applegate is an interesting deal. Now that Apple is being sued, batteries are on sale, so I guess that's what it takes. If all of that's not enough to get people to dump their Apple devices, all of them, I don't know what is. But then, you know, with everything else, I mean, you've done lots of videos on one video's too many, I think. But, you know, you've done several videos on the fact that the technology all around us is evil and designed to harm us intentionally. So I don't know why we even, you know, at some point you gotta wonder why we even have some of these devices. But as you say, I digress. Anyway, let's dive into the David Crowley mystery. And where should we start? I'm going to presume in large part that most folks have a background of knowledge because I kind of set this up the other day. Obviously, we've been trying to do this show for a couple of days now, and we've had complications. So I guess the first question really is to back up and ask you how things are in your neck of the woods, because I'm seeing news reports for the last 2 days that there's a cold snap, and up where I am in the Pacific Northwest, there's lots of snow and wind now, and obviously, you know, that's just a coincidence, but that breaks power lines and caves roofs in and things like that. So how's the weather out in your neck of the woods?
It is absolutely freezing, but it's normal. It's basically winter time. It is what it is. I'm surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean. It gets cold and it gets windy. But oddly enough, you know, I used your quote yesterday. One time is normal. Two times is a coincidence. Three times is undoubtedly an enemy action. Right before we were scheduled to go live yesterday, a truck around the corner hit a telephone pole and took out our power on the island I live on for a good 9 hours. So much so that we ended up on the news basically all across the board. But fortunately, it came back up, and it is what it is.
So the truck driver didn't shout Allahu Akbar, right?
They haven't reported that as of yet, but that could change at any given moment.
Seriously. You know, I remember when Alan Watt used to talk about how absurd the movie Brazil was, Terry Gilliam's Brazil, and back in 1985, you know, having Robert De Niro and all of those black SWAT-looking guys rappelling out of the ceiling, and then all of a sudden, around 10 years ago, in the post-9/11 era, I remember starting to see stories like mom drops off books in milk crate wrapped in grocery bags, and someone calls the bomb squad. And then, you know, she's being questioned by DHS, and she's going, whoa, I just wanted to drop off some library books. And now we're here, and I think like the incident that happened in Seattle, you know, truck jumps curb and everybody's shouting ISIS before you know it. It's just ridiculous.
It's the new norm, man. It's the new norm. 9/11 opened the door on so many fronts. It was like a Bruce Willis movie, a gold heist, a military industrial complex, and a Department of Homeland Security dream come to life, and we're still seeing it right now. And David Crowley was trying to show that, and I firmly believe he lost his life because of it.
Yeah, it's an interesting, bizarre tale, and the impetus, I think, behind this broadcast is perhaps Eric Nelson's A Gray State as much as anything. That Annie indie film that's being shown around the country, actually, in limited release in theaters, but folks can see it on A&E and Netflix as well. And I mentioned that the other day. But you did a video, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday, and you talked about the fact that it was a tremendous disservice, obviously. And if I could just maybe summarize Eric Nelson's A Gray State, it's an hour and a half long, and about, I believe, isn't it? Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half long, and the first 20 minutes or so, you kind of go, okay. If you kind of follow what David Crowley was doing, and a number of us were. I remember, you know, seeing the hype, seeing him, the July 2012 release of the trailer, the first trailer, and the fundraising trailer, basically, is what it was. And then in August, he was at the Ron Paul rally, August of 2012, and there was a lot of talk, and then all of a sudden there was this huge build, and then it just seemed to kind of get strange after that. And then all of a sudden one day he was found dead, we heard, in January of 2015, and very strange circumstances. So fast forward to now, you have Eric Nelson's A Gray State. First 20 minutes are kind of I don't know what you might expect. And it's kind of like he opens the door. There are some gates. There are some possibilities. And then the rest of the movie, the next 70 minutes or whatever, he basically, it feels like he's just paring down to, at the end, about the last 10 minutes, there's obviously just one scenario. David Crowley lost his mind and killed his family and himself in some weird, what you might call Jonestown sort of fashion, committing an act of revolutionary suicide, so to speak. And, you know, so, and like you were saying, that's, I mean, it's a tremendous disservice. If you actually look into the facts, just looking into the facts, it's a really bizarre story. If you read the police report, for example, the 94 pages that have been released, it's bizarre. And all of that was largely omitted from Eric Nelson's alleged documentary.
I watched it in earnest, hoping that it was something, and it turned into exactly what I assumed it would have been. If I didn't watch it and someone had told me about it, I would have guessed it's exactly what it is. It's basically an enormous hit piece.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of it, like for instance, they went through all the time and energy to make this thing. It was an hour 30 plus long. And there was a lot of stuff in there we had never heard about at all before, like the journal. And I really find it strange that the journal was never mentioned anywhere ever at all until this right here. And the journal was damning. In my opinion.
It didn't do
anybody any favors. And then the contradictions throughout the entire thing that are never addressed at all. I just found that really, really, really strange. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how quickly and how deep you want to dive in, but
let's do it. There were some headlines, and I think the headlines are even telling, you know, reviews of A Gray State, for example. Ben Kenningsberg, New York Times review titled A Gray State Behind a Filmmaker's Madness. That's pretty self-explanatory. I think the most telling headline is probably the Daily Beast headline, Nick Shager's review of A Gray State. And this is kind of obviously a degree separated from the story with A Gray State. But this is, you know, honestly, I mean, you've done a lot of videos on this lately, and I would just say this is the same kind of setup that we've seen. This is like the perfect close to the scenario we've seen all year, where it's like in game theory fashion, we're being taken off point or one degree separated or more from the actual truth or the actual thing. We're not even talking about Gray State now. We're talking about A Gray State, which is a counterfeit. Like everything else that we see around us, the state of Israel is not Israel. You know, Wahhabism is not Islam. It's, you know, those kinds of things. And now all of a sudden, we're even susceptible to it, it seems. We're even falling prey to it, talking about A Gray State. But we'll come back to that. But the Daily Beast headline, an alt-right filmmaker's descent into madness, paranoia, and murder-suicide. That's Nick Shager's the headline to his review. Subtitle, the documentary A Gray State examines the story of David Crowley, an Iraq veteran and alt-right filmmaker. Now suddenly he's alt-right, even though that's not really possible based on the timing of that soundbite, but I digress. That's another thing we can just table for now. Whose paranoia consumed him? And the opening paragraph reads like this. I mean, tell me if this just isn't like a potpourri of ridiculous soundbites designed to draw people in, get people fighting, and entirely marginalize and discredit David Crowley and anything he ever did. This is opening paragraph. It says, Donald Trump's embrace of Alex Jones, and so that's really all I need to read, but continuing, and his InfoWars outlet has gone a long way toward legitimizing the alt-right fringe. a space rife with conspiracy theories about the corruptness of the national media and the dictatorial schemes of the federal government. The fact that Jones is now declaring, parenthetically, in a custody battle with his ex-wife, that his on-screen persona is, quote, performance art, changes little about the despicable, corrosive nature of his work, which has included claiming the 9/11 attacks were an inside job, the Sandy Hook massacre was a false flag incident with child actors, quote unquote, not to mention all the Pizzagate nonsense. Together, Jones and Trump and Trump's right-hand buddy, former Breitbart bigwig Steve Bannon, have helped stoke the flames of anti-establishment fake news extremism. And as Eric Nelson's A Gray State makes clear, it makes clear, that sort of fanaticism can lead to tragic consequences for all involved. That pretty much is the punchline of every review. Would you agree?
Absolutely. That's basically the wrap-up. It reminds me, even though we've got such a wide variety, the Daily Beast, the New Yorker, Veterans Today, pretty much everybody is, it's like they're reading from the same script that was handed out with this A Gray State.
Yep.
Because they've hijacked it completely. Not only right after this incident occurred did they release Gray State the movie on YouTube, which is not the movie whatsoever at all. Then they pull this.
Right.
And it's amazing to me. They paint this guy into so many different categories that anybody that didn't know any better would watch this and believe the hype. You know what I mean? Honestly, they would believe the hype. He was an anti-war, mind-controlling. It's just horrible. It's absolutely horrible. When I saw it, my heart dropped. I don't watch stuff like this. I don't watch television, but this was directed to me. And when I sat here and watched it, I started taking notes. And when I made a video a year ago, and I said, I am not going to let go of this. I'm not going to. I refuse to. This guy tried to do what someone like me, I would love to be able to do what he did, but I don't have the skill set.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because he was, I mean, just with the trailer that he made, it was powerful and it was exactly on point, because when he made that, it's already coming true.
Right. And your video was Gray State is Here, What Are You Going to Do? And that was July 29th, 2016. And it's interesting, you know, you say Gray State is Here, which is the proper context of this concept of Gray State. And David Crowley was saying that, you know, it's a layer of reality. You know, it's kind of what I've been talking about. It's kind of how we opened today's broadcast. For those who might not be aware, basically, you know, there's a reason that I keep saying, you know, this cartoonish reality we find ourselves in, the things that are happening in this country, this society, and really all around the world today are the things that should be, they're the subject of comic book lore, really, and science fiction. Now it's becoming science fact, science nightmare fact. But what is happening, like what we talked about with the terrorism nonsense and so forth, it's so ridiculous, so absurd. It's chimerical in nature, or, you know, fanciful comic book type stuff. But we're in this transition where, and, you know, you have the videos that you've made recently dealing with the subject of, you know, interdimensional technology reaching into another dimension and pulling things out and, you know, deploying those things here. This is the kind of stuff that you should read in comic books or dystopic sci-fi novels or something. And so there's this transition to that, to normalize, like you said, the new normal is that cartoonish comic book scenario. And the Gray State, if I could just, you know, not to put words in anyone's mouth, but the Gray State concept was that kind of tweener period where things were normal before Terry Gilliam's Brazil, like I mentioned earlier. And then all of a sudden we get this, and we're headed toward, you know, total chaos and breakdown, societal breakdown. But in the middle, there's this gray state period. And the reason that's interesting, and again, Richie's video, Gray State is Here, What Are You Going to Do, is the proper context. I'll tell you why that's important when we come back. Stick around more with my special guest, Richie from Boston, when we come back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life. Realize it's all gone, there ain't nothing left. 'Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mother thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. You treat it like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking or where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to choke. I really hate the trip, but I gotta know. As a croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, been spending most of my life living in a gangster's paradise. Been spending most of my life living in a gangster's paradise. I try to make a better life, but I'm stuck here.
Welcome back. Joined once again by my special guest, Richie from Boston. Today we're talking about the David Crowley murder mystery. And that, of course, includes David and his wife, Komel, and their five-year-old daughter, Rania, back around Christmas of 2014. And their bodies weren't discovered for three-plus weeks until January 17th of 2015, and from there, we've been speculating ever since. It's a very weird story, but getting back to what I was saying in the previous segment, the reason why the context is important is because if you watch Eric Nelson's A Gray State, well, if you watch the trailer, for example, you'll see the slides in the opening series of slides. You know, as the music comes on and the trailer opens, there are the slides that say Minnesota filmmaker David Crowley had a vision for America. Oh, did he? Really? What was it? And then the next slide says he called it a gray state. And just looking at that, if you're familiar with David Crowley and what he was doing at all, you wonder if Eric Nelson did any research. Like, does he know what he's talking about? Because that's absolutely patently false.
Absolutely.
And then you go to a little, about two-thirds of the way through the trailer, and it says David Crowley would not live to see his gray state. What? What is he doing?
It's, you know, it's, I let me interject real quick. It's funny because anybody that would do anything on this particular topic at all would probably always want to start with David Crowley was always quoted as saying, this is less of a movie than it is a warning.
Exactly.
And this guy was talking about it like he was, you know, this was some made up fantasy that David Crowley wanted to see come to fruition or something right. like that.
Right. And so is Eric Nelson a bad guy provocateur who's projecting for bad guys what bad guys want as if it was David Crowley who wanted it? And that's kind of how it's set up in the trailer, and you almost get that impression, obviously, watching the movie, too. It's just, it's beyond bizarre to see those three slides in particular. You know, Minnesota filmmaker David Crowley had a vision for America. He called it a gray. He called it gray state, and he wouldn't live to see his machinations come true. He wouldn't live to see his gray state. It's weird. That's just patently false. I mean, that's just it's false.
Absolutely. And there were a lot of things in there like this, Chris. Like for instance, they talk about him. You know, he gets deployed overseas the first time around. He does his thing. He, you know, American patriot, everything else. He comes home. He ends up meeting his wife. You know, he ends up meeting the girl that would become his wife. They talk about how it was such a quick high school puppy love type thing. She was a Muslim, and she changed religion to Christianity. And according to his friends, he spoke of Christianity quite often. And they made it look like a bad thing that she decided to swap religions when it's a pretty common thing. I mean, not as much as it used to be, but it's very common that, you know, someone would pick up the Jewish sure. religion, someone would pick up Christianity, some people would swap over to Muslim yeah. for the, you know, for the relationship that they're entering. You know what I'm right. saying?
Yeah. And for that's normal. That's something that we do see. But, well, we'll finish that when we come back. To stick around, folks, more with my special guest, Richie from Boston, on the David Crowley murder mystery when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back.
Bottom of the first hour already. Again, joined by my special guest, Richie from Boston. And we're talking about the David Crowley murder mystery, as I'll call it. But I just got the context back. I lost the context of the remarks that I was making and got it back as we came back in. Richie, you talked about how she, Comel, David's wife, the speculation, the way I would put it, is that she converted to Christianity. That's portrayed in the movie A Gray State. But the way that the context that is portrayed in is kind of like what I was just going to add to what you're saying is it's like that old joke, you know, the pastor didn't show up drunk to church today. And people say, well, does he usually? Well, I'm not saying that he does. I'm just saying he didn't today.
Exactly.
And so that's kind of the context. The way that you said it, it's, you know, I know people who have done that. We all know people who have done that, who have either converted to a different maybe denomination or whatever of Christianity, or have converted to, like you said, some people convert to Judaism or whatever. That's not uncommon. We even see that in the mainstream press. But the way that it's portrayed in Eric Nelson's A Gray State is that sort of context. The pastor didn't show up drunk today.
And I agree. People
go, what? That's weird. Does he? And it puts that thought in people's minds.
Well, they showcase it as though her being a devoted wife, somebody that was willing to change her cultural beliefs for her marriage, they made that all look like he was somehow mind controlling her, as opposed
exactly.
to her trying to make the marriage look. They interviewed friends and family. Now, bear in mind, everybody that was involved in this, they were into it. They knew the backstory. They understood what he was talking about when he said the gray state. They got it because we heard them saying it before this occurred.
Right.
When the trailer originally came out, everybody was on the same page. And then suddenly when this movie's made, when this documentary is made, A Gray State, not The Gray State, everybody's aware what happened. I mean, these people can't be stupid. They aren't, you know, they've seen what just happened to David, his wife, and his daughter for what he was trying to do. You can't get away from that. There's no two ways about it. They, you know, so it appears like everybody's sort of going along with the program in this documentary, but it's tough to tell. Does that make any sense at all?
Absolutely. You never
they understood
know what gets
that David lost his life for doing what he was trying. He was trying to, it wasn't a conspiracy. It was a warning. It
right.
wasn't a movie. It was a warning.
Right.
Well,
and
the
it wasn't
warning got even louder, and we've seen this happen before.
Yep. And this is, you know, the way that you framed that earlier reminds me of why I usually say, you know, this, I mean, it goes all the way back, I think, to why God says, do not make any graven image. One of the biggest reasons is because even if you're a good guy trying to do a good thing, then, you know, you make some image that represents your efforts. And the moment you're gone, the intriguers sneak in and turn your efforts upside down and carry the followers or whatever of the thing off. And then in the future, certainly, which is why Luther wasn't a Lutheran, Calvin wasn't a Calvinist, and those sorts of things, history records, basically the something they're doing gets hijacked and it gets turned on its ear or rerouted or redirected somehow, and people get led astray ultimately is the purpose of it. So we see that here, I think, but you have opportunists in the midst, which is another kind of weird twist. One of the biggest, I think, is Danny August Mason, who is the guy that David Crowley supposedly met back in 2010. And Danny Mason, you know, the way David Crowley said it, Danny Mason said, hey, check this out, what do you think? And David Crowley said, wow, there's something to this, you know, let's look into this and see where it goes. And the next thing you know, he's writing a screenplay, and they do the fundraising trailer and all that stuff. And you look at what Danny Mason was saying and how he was kind of he was kind of David Crowley's mascot, I would say, up until fairly shortly before David and Kamel and Rania were found dead. Then suddenly there's a turn. Apparently Danny Mason was saying that David Crowley was trying to buy him out and stuff, but he seemed like a mascot. And then you watch Eric Nelson's A Gray State, and he's clearly a turncoat, in my opinion.
It's adversarial. Yeah. And it's funny because it all hinges on the journal. If you go to the New Yorker, they talk about this. They talk about this entire thing. And the very first sentence they say in their article is David Crowley began keeping a journal in April of 2014. The journal is something we never heard about until this documentary came out, A Gray State. And the journal is damning. It makes it look like, first of all, turncoat. Exactly. But like I was saying before, you have to remember in the back of his mind, he's thinking, I could be David Crowley next.
And right.
You know what I mean? Because you can't get away from that. You cannot get away from that, in my opinion. But maybe I just think differently than other people.
Yeah.
This journal that popped up out of nowhere is like David Crowley. If this journal is a real thing, which we will never know, it's David Crowley making himself look like a fool, according to this journal. Did you get the same feeling from that, or am I way off?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, what you're saying. It's very weird, and you almost wonder. I mean, we've seen, you know, the stories this year. There have been several stories in the last 12 to 18 months about technology that can do all kinds of things, the voodoo software, the face-to-face software, and the things that allow you to make counterfeit images and videos, you know, make images of not real people that look like real people, and videos of that kind of stuff, and counterfeiting the audio if AI
technology to boot.
Exactly. And so you start, you know, you think about that kind of stuff. And you listen to, you know, watching the producers that he was talking to, the mics, as they're recounting their
meeting with
their initial meeting, and saying, you know, it was great. And then all of a sudden they hear his journal entry, basically, of setting up the next meeting. And they, you know, they're disgusted. They basically say, you know, this is horrible, and he's a shill. Clearly he was a shill. And
right.
Yeah, absolutely. What you said about the journal, absolutely on point. And like you said, a late discovery, which, by the way,
we lose you?
No, sorry. We need to probably dive into some of the details, because I doubt folks are very well acquainted. That is, you know, like you said, the journal suddenly magically appears, and that's interesting. Kind of reminds me of how the bullet that apparently killed David Crowley wasn't found until February. Most people don't know that. We don't hear that. We definitely don't hear it in Eric Nelson's A Gray State, that the bullet that allegedly killed David Crowley, or is believed, alleged to have killed him, was found in the attic in February. I think February 17th of 2015, a month after the initial investigation or the other oddities. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, if you look at the 94 pages of police report documentation that was released to the public, you will find that an entirely different picture emerges. I mean, entirely different. You will see that from pretty much immediately, police, Apple Valley Police in Minnesota, concluded it seems that it was a murder-suicide, a double murder-suicide, and there were no efforts to look into anything that was clearly suspicious. You have people running through the house, friends and family, or friends primarily, and friend is a term I use loosely. How do we define that in this case? But you have a number of folks that are running through the house, and then police find out about, you know, they're called and asked, hey, did you guys see the bullet hole in the ceiling? Yeah, we saw it, but maybe we need to look again. So they go and look again and find a bullet in the attic. I mean, it's weird stuff. It's the kind of stuff that we would expect to hear in the Las Vegas investigation, for example.
In the JFK investigation.
Exactly.
When they find a pristine bullet. They used the same playbook over and over, it would appear. And I just find it odd that in the police report, we never hear about this journal until this documentary comes out.
Mm-hmm.
That just, I mean, you know, it's something you can't prove, but it's very convenient. It wraps everything up nicely. There's no mention in this documentary about the sliding door being cracked. You know what I mean? There's a Christmas tree at the crime scene, yet his last parting words to everyone were Allah Akbar and his wife's own blood. I'm not buying it. Exactly.
No latent fingerprints in that blood, by the way, according to the Apple Valley Police, which, sure, why not, you know? And then, you know, two bloody footprints by the kitchen island there with, you know, I think that was the device that had bloody handprints on it, too, on the counter, the MacBook, I think it is. And no footprints to the counter, just two bloody footprints there at the counter, because that makes perfect sense. How is that possible? Exactly. And, you know, the back slider is cracked just a little bit, but no signs. You know, they didn't say anything about possible, you know, not forced entry, but, you know, suspicious anything.
Anything at all, Chris. They don't mention anything about it at all. And let me ask you one thing. If you're going to finally do this, okay, the entire premise of the beginning of this documentary is Christianity. His wife swapped from Muslim to Christianity. Where in Christianity does anyone think it's a good idea or you'll be rewarded in the afterlife for murdering your five-year-old, your wife, and yourself? And then he doesn't kill the dog.
Right.
I'm going to kill myself, trap myself in the building. People probably aren't going to find me for a while. I'm going to leave a playlist of songs playing for 52 hours or whatever it was. But I'll leave the dog just scrambling around, the one that they show imagery of me playing with over and over. It wouldn't work like that.
Yeah, and the late-breaking speculation on that, I think even from Apple Valley Police, was that he tried, but was unsuccessful. A guy who's been to Iraq and Afghanistan can't manage to shoot a dog somehow.
Right, and all they do is they show him constantly dressed up. Look, it's amazing to me how they demonize him dressed up in his military uniform, but when he got deployed twice, that was fine. He was a patriot then, but when he came home, he was obviously a conspiracy theorist.
Right. And just as you have indicated, even though, I mean, it's like watching a antidepressant commercial in reverse, basically. You see the guy in a white coat who's just a paid actor talking to another paid actor who now has a smile on their face because they're talking to the paid actor with a white coat. In reverse fashion, you hear David Crowley himself not advocating for violence. You hear the story, the words, things like, you know, they were a happy couple. You see them laughing and joking together. There were no signs of spousal abuse or anything like that. But again, that gets back to the whole the pastor didn't show up drunk to church today sort of narrative that puts that thought in people's minds. So you're seeing and hearing from David himself not advocating for violence, in fact, quite the opposite. But somehow you wind up in your head with this thought that, well, I don't know, maybe he did snap and kill everybody, you know?
Yep, I do. It's perfect.
Yeah. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back with my special guest, Richie from Boston, talking about the David Crowley murder mystery. We'll be right back.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Captain's men will be here soon, so cut the bullet out and cauterize the wound. And all of this can be finessed, so grit your teeth and we'll cut that bullet out. And though a cold wind blows, yet all go. And though my baby cries, I'm quite prepared to die. McCarthy fell in a forest glade with a rifle bolt between his shoulder blades. And Jackson fell a bowling more, he killed his brother with rocks.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, December 29th, 2017. Again, the final broadcast of the year. We're talking about David Crowley and the murder mystery, as I would put it. And, you know, of course it's going to show up on A&E. We've been talking a little bit about Eric Nelson's A Gray State, which you can watch on Netflix. There's a limited release across the country in theaters, but you know, it's an A&E indie documentary. It's billed as that, and of course it's going to be, you know, one of those A&E dramas. Ooh, is it, you know, just, it's just another kind of exactly what we've been talking about. It's a melodramatic murder mystery that casts David Crowley in a completely unfavorable light, as a kook and a, you know, conspiratorial nut who ended up going crazy and killing himself, his family, and himself, which, as I said earlier, if you just look at the 94 pages of police report documentation released by the Apple Valley Police, you will see an entirely different picture than what Eric Nelson has presented in his A Gray State, an alleged docudrama. What do you think, Richie?
I totally agree. I was really, really taken aback by how it appeared everybody was pointing out all of everybody that was in support of him, everybody that was involved in with this entire effort showed up in the documentary. I don't know if it was editing or what it was, or if it was just fear, but they were all talking about it as though it was just a fantasy. Do you know what I'm saying? That was the
absolutely,
like, it's, for instance, when you quoted the article earlier from the Daily Beast, they talk about him being on with Alex Jones, InfoWars, so forth and so on. And then they also mention the fact that Jones is declaring that his on-screen persona is performance art. Mm-hmm. So they're tying it, again, to fairy tale, to acting, to not real things. Like something that David Crowley was envisioning for America. Like, one of these days, we'll have a gray state, and it'll be great. Unfortunately, he didn't live to see it come true. Well, that's quite the op. He actually was a victim of that. What he was talking about.
Exactly.
That was
exactly. Loud. Yeah. Yeah. We haven't even really gotten into the facts. I keep kind of alluding. I keep hinting at the police report documentation. The second hour is coming up, and I want to talk more about that. We will do that, folks. Stick around. Second hour with my special guest, Richie from Boston. We're talking about the David Crowley murder mystery, especially in contrast, I would say, to Eric Nelson's A Gray State. So stick around. Second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.